A recent survey shows 84% of Ohio contractors struggle to find qualified workers. It's an issue across all the skilled trades, but there are some organizations trying to fill that skills gap. For WOSU's Chasing the Dream series that explores barriers to upward mobility, I spent some time with people learning how to make a living in the trades.
This is a ProPress joint. It's a half-inch copper joint that requires absolutely no soldering or brazing.
Rich Manley is the training director with Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 189. He's showing a group of apprentices how to measure and join copper pipes. Over a five-year period apprenticeship, trainees get a free education to learn trade skills. They also get paid to work a minimum of 1,900 hours in their trade every year.
A lot of our industry involves, it's not just a tape measure. You'll have to lay a lot of this work out, with pre-planning and organizing. And a lot of it goes back to math and some of our science formulas.
Manley says over his 35 years as a pipe fitter, he has seen many changes. Job sites are safer today with government oversight. The workforce is also more diverse.
The country club mentality that existed in here years ago, that has long vanished. This is a very progressive labor organization. We do our level best to reach out to all groups to show them this is the first class ticket to the middle class.
Don't touch any pipe until you get your safety protection on.
Plumbing and pipe fitting are among the trades expecting an exodus of workers. Manley says Local 189 saw about 500 members retire since 2000. That's more than half the members working at any given time. A recent report from staffing firm Adecco says it's an issue affecting all of the trades and will get worse since about 40% of all trade workers are around the age of 50. 32-year-old Stacy Alexander is hoping to take advantage of that. She's following in her father's footsteps in the pipe fitting trade.
I have two kids, so I was struggling to live on my own with my two kids. I wasn't making a livable wage, and I definitely wasn't able to have the lifestyle that I wanted for them. So I wanted to look out for a career that I could have that would allow me to provide for my kids and my family.
Alexander says she tried college and ended up with no degree and $18,000 in school debt. She says training to be a pipe fitter is one of her best decisions. The Ohio building trades want to see more trainees like Alexander. That's why 5 years ago they set up a nonprofit group called Act Ohio. One of its main goals is to attract new workers to the building and construction trades. Alexander is one of 468 female apprentices in an Act Ohio apprenticeship program. That's nearly double the number from 2016.
I love it. I love it a lot. I'm really enjoying it. They are very helpful. They make sure that we have everything that we need. If we have any questions, they always share their stories and things that they've done and things that they think that we need to succeed.
To make sure all trainees are ready, some of them take a pre-apprenticeship course.
This is a 3/4-inch hazardous location threaded hub T.
Former truck driver Jordan Washington says he needed the course.
It helped me get my focus back in math, just because I'm 27, so I've been out of school for almost 10 years, just to be able to mess with the tape measure and things like that, certain tools that I had no experience with.
Washington says he had no interest in learning a trade in high school, but now he sees it as a way to support his family of five.
A trade is something that no one can take away from you. Once it's learned, it's something you'll be able to carry with you for forever. So it had a lot of upside to it. The money played a part in it too. Like I said, I have a family, so to be able to increase my wages definitely helps as well.
Washington is among a growing number of minority apprentices. Act Ohio's apprentices include nearly 2,000 minorities. Matthew Solosi is the group's executive director. He says they spent $50 million on training last year.
There is a tremendous opportunity for young, talented people to make wonderful careers in the building and construction trades that are coming through our apprenticeship and training programs, ready to go to work, earn $60,000 to $70,000 a year with zero debt.
Solosi says as more skilled workers retire, efforts to attract younger workers will continue ramping up. He says they plan to visit more schools to spread their positive message about jobs in the skilled trades.
Safety first, glasses and gloves.